Welcome back to the Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat Podcast, the official podcast of the New England Patriots. I'm Lori Baranski, and it's a jam-packed show for you today. I'm joined by rookie cheerleader Alicia Barrow, and we're going to talk to you about what you can do at the cheer auditions to make it go smoother, some tips for you in your tryouts. We're going to speak a little bit about the importance of uniforms. We have our key stretch of the week, and one lucky listener is going to win a 2006 Patriots yearbook. As I said, Alicia Badaro is here with me today. Hello, Alicia.
Hi, Laurie.
How are you?
I'm good. Just got on my first day of classes.
How'd that go?
It was great. I'm at a new college, so excited. I'm going to Bentley.
That's fun. Mm-hmm. What year are you in?
I am a sophomore.
Oh, good for you. So we're going to start off with talking about what you can do at your tryouts at your school, the actual auditions. We know that you're nervous, and everyone gets nervous when they try out for a new team because you don't really know anyone. And I mean, we did it to try out for the Patriots, and worked out well.
Butterflies in your stomach, but you got to get through it.
Right. So some tips for you. I'm going to start off with saying keep up your energy. Keep smiling, and no matter how hard it gets, just keep pushing yourself and smiling and pretending like you're having a great time. And you probably will have a good time. I mean, it's not excruciating pain or anything.
Once it's over, you'll be happy that you tried out, especially if you make the team.
Right. So. That's definitely. I mean, and if you don't make the team, what have you lost? Mm-hmm. One day of tryouts, meeting new friends, you know, having a good time, dancing, learning some new dances.
That's right, and more experience for next time you try out.
That's right. Drink lots of water, bring lots of water and snacks. You don't want to be dehydrated. You want to keep that energy up, like I said before.
Especially if you'll be at a long try, you got to make sure you're prepared for the day.
Right. And usually what probably happens after school, so you've already gone through 6 hours of classes and now you're, you know, got another 3 hours ahead of you to try and show how much you can do and prove yourself that you can be a good addition to the team. So just keep drinking your water, eating your snacks, you know, have fun, make a good time out of it. Another tip for trying out, you know, if you have a bunch of friends that also want to try out, I suggest going together as a group. You know, you'll feel comfortable dancing around them or cheering, tumbling, whatever it is that you're doing to try out. And they'll also give you the support that you need. Don't be intimidated by higher classmen or people that are just watching, because I know when I had tryouts, the basketball team was practicing, you know, football was going on, but you have to concentrate on what you're doing. Don't be intimidated.
Worry about yourself, you know, you have to do the best you can do, and it doesn't matter who else is there as long as you do your best.
Right. That's a huge tip, too. It'll show in how comfortable you are when you're performing in front of your judges, and make sure you make eye contact with your judges when you actually try out. It goes a long way.
You'll get noticed a lot easier, too, which is something you definitely want to do when you're trying out for something, is get noticed. And another thing at tryouts, you want to go full out. You don't want to hold back.
Right. You might not know everything to the fullest. You might not know every single eight count or all the words to the cheers, but you want to do everything as much as you possibly can. Don't mouth the cheers, because a lot of having to do with cheerleading is your actual cheer voice. You know, you yell from your diaphragm and you just belt it out whether or not you know all the words. I mean, if you mess up, it's not a big deal to try out. They have to see the potential that you have, not necessarily of what you're doing right at that moment.
Exactly. Whoever's judging you knows. Either you learned the material today, you learned it last week. So they know.
Right. Make sure you dress appropriately. All that means, wear something that you're comfortable in. That shows the movements that you do, how stiff you are, or, you know, when you're not supposed to be stiff. Something that shows that. You don't want to be too skimpy on the clothes, and you don't want to be too baggy either. You have to get your own medium.
Exactly. And you want to be confident in whatever you choose to wear. Never wear something that you don't really like on yourself.
Right. Because people are judging you by
it shows.
Your appearance. Not necessarily your physical appearance, but how you're doing the cheers and, you know, you want to help out every movement that you possibly can by wearing the correct attire. Mm-hmm. You had said before about wearing the right sneakers.
Yes, you never want to wear sneakers that are too bulky to cheerlead in, especially if it's your first time. Sometimes you don't know what pair of sneakers to wear. Just go out and buy some cheerleading sneakers if you don't think you have any at home.
Right, some cheap ones, you know, because the lighter the sole, the easier it is to kick and jump and tumble, all those things that are very important when it comes to tryouts. We get our own practice attire from Cranberry. And I would definitely suggest them if you're looking for new school uniforms and stuff like that for cheerleading.
They have some great apparel.
Yeah, we have skorts from them, the cute little red ones.
Yeah, those are awesome.
Yeah,
I love those.
They're so comfortable. They're like red shorts, and then there's like a flap over them, so it looks like a skirt. So we call them skorts. I don't really know if that's a technical term or not, but that's what we call them. And we wear them a lot with our jerseys and stuff.
Yeah, they look great.
And our palms come from Cranberry. Palms, I was on their website today. They come in every single color.
Get lots of compliments on her palms.
Makes the uniform. If you want to check them out, you can. It's at cranberry.com/cheerleading, and you spell cranberry with C-R-A-N BARRY.com/cheerleading. And we're not saying that because we get our stuff from there. Like, honestly, we tried it out and it works. So it's comfortable uniform stuff and form fitting. Comes in every size. Can't go wrong. So those are our tips that we have for you. Next time we meet in the Chit Chat podcast, we're going to tell you what you can do if you don't make the squad. Because the reality is, there's only so many girls that can make JV or varsity. And maybe you're just as good as the next girl, you know. But there are other alternatives and other things you can do. So we'll give you tons of tips on what you can do and how you can prepare for next year. And don't you worry, we're here for you. Staying with the flexible side, we have our key stretch of the week. And Alicia Bedaro is here with us to tell us a little bit about her stretch for this week.
Well, the key stretch for the week, I chose the pike stretch, which is you sit on the floor with your legs extended straight out in front of you, and first you can flex your toes and bend over, grab your toes, pull them up off the floor, and then come back up and point your toes and round your back over, and that stretches the back of your legs, your calves, your back. It's a great stretch for the back of your body.
Yeah. And it's a little painful. It's not a very pleasant stretch, but it works a lot. It works a lot of muscles in your body.
It's a hard stretch. You'd be surprised if you can do splits. Sometimes you can't do a pike stretch.
Can you do both splits?
I can do both splits, and my pike stretch is not too good.
So now, Alicia, you just came back from your first day at Bentley.
That's right.
Where were you before?
I was at Merrimack for a year.
And why did you transfer?
I wanted to go to Bentley out of high school, and I didn't get in, so I reapplied.
Good for you.
And I got in.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Did you do anything different between the times?
I just worked even harder than I did in high school. It's a tough school, so I was proud to get in.
Good for you. That's awesome that you went and got what you wanted. On your profile, because that's what I do, is I print up everybody's biographies and then I make fun of them. No, just kidding. I see your favorite TV show still says Nip/Tuck, but we always talked about when Making the Band was on MTV at practice. We would always come to practice, oh, did you see this? Oh, did you see that? Are you still into Danity Kane? I am.
They're a real band now. They're not making the band. They're a band now. So, yeah, it's really exciting. We always listen to their CD when we get ready before the game.
Yeah, Showstopper is a good one.
That song is a great song.
Perfect for before the game.
Good to get pumped up, too.
Definitely. I think they'll go to Danity Kane now.
Probably.
So it says here that your favorite musician is Jessica Simpson. And it also, I believe you want to be Jessica Simpson. If you could be anybody in the world for a day, you want to be her as well. Why do you love her so much?
I love Jessica Simpson. I think she has a great voice. I was a huge fan of Newlyweds. I'm really upset.
What do you do when they get divorced?
I am upset. And every time they were actually at, I was watching an award show the other night, and Nick Lachey was there, and Jessica Simpson was there, and I was like, I hope they get together on the stage.
Do you think they're going to get back together?
No, but no, I still so hope either. They do.
I don't think so either, but that's okay. They were fun while they lasted.
Mm-hmm.
Your most prized possession are your trophies, medals, and awards. Now, I'm guessing they have something to do with gymnastics, because I know personally that you were a gymnast, but I don't think the people listening do, so why don't you fill them in?
That's right. I was a gymnast since I could walk in the toddler classes that my mom used to have to take me to. So I'm a huge fan. I still love gymnastics, although I don't do it anymore.
Why don't you do it anymore? Well, I obviously know, but tell them.
Well, the reason I don't do it anymore is basically because of injuries. It's a really high-demanding sport, and last year I ruptured my Achilles.
How did you do that?
It was in the middle of a tumbling pass, right in the middle, actually, and I went to set for a flip, and I came down, and it just ruptured. I had to get surgery. I was out for a year, so.
Was that painful?
It was painful. They say it's the most painful injury.
Really?
But I think it goes numb or something.
I'm sure you were taking plenty of medication, which is a good thing. Do you plan on getting back into the tumbling world? Because I know when we're at practice and we're ready to go tumble, you're always like, no, wait till next time. Are you afraid?
I'm not necessarily afraid to tumble. I mean, it's just that I'm getting older. How many people do you know that are like in their 20s and still tumble? So it's just really hard to get back into. You know, you try to stay in shape when you're out with an injury because it makes it easier to get back into it. But it's just something that I don't have as much motivation to get back into.
Got it. Who's your favorite gymnast?
My favorite gymnast is probably Shannon Miller or any of the Magnificent Seven, which were the girls that won the Women's Gymnastics Olympics
when
from
was
the
that?
USA. It was when I was about 7.
Yeah, it was a while ago. I was like sleeping on the couch because because watching gymnastics was the best part of the Olympics for me.
It was the Olympics that Carrie Strug broke her ankle or her shin.
Yep, yep.
Doing her vault, and she got back up and did the second vault, and it was like a huge deal. It was awesome.
When you were practicing, you know, doing your tumbling and stuff, was that what you aspired to one day be an Olympian?
Yes, I always wanted to. I had it planned, too. I was like, when I'm 16, there's going to be an Olympics, and that's the Olympics I'm going to go to. But, you know, I guess it didn't go that way I planned.
Well, you never know. There are plenty of things you can do with your tumbling, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. So, Alicia, with this being your first year, how's the boyfriend taking it?
He was actually really good about it, but we've been together for almost 4.5 years, so a couple nights ago we actually decided we need a little break
from
each
other. Did
you really? We did.
How's that doing?
It's good. I mean, he's going to school with me this year, which is a little tough, and I miss him, but I guess it's for the best.
4.5 years, you guys will be back together.
I hope so. I miss him, but...
Definitely. You guys will be back together. Don't
even
worry
about it. It's for the
best. You guys will definitely be back together. I mean, your favorite movie is Pretty Woman. It always has a happy ending.
That's right. I say, Julia Roberts in that movie says, I want the fairy tale, and that's what I want, the fairy tale. I think that's what all girls want.
Definitely. Andrea has it with her little fiancé there proposing to her by candlelight and having a party. I mean, we all deserve it, right?
Her huge diamond. Love it.
One day. Mm-hmm. So anyway, well, now let's try to help out a friend in some need. By the way, this person will win a 2006 Patriots yearbook, complete with full pictures of all the Patriots players and the Patriots cheerleaders, like Badaro and myself. Alicia Badaro and myself. In case you don't know, we call her Badaro on the team by her last name because we have another Alicia, and she just got stuck with her last name.
Her last name is hard to say, too.
Yeah, it's long, Custin Way. So Badaro is what we call her. Hi there. I love your show. It's really helpful and funny. I'm 23 and was a cheerleader for 5 years in high school. Not to toot my horn, but I was pretty good. I tried out for varsity as a freshman and made the team. I'm familiar with choreography, jumps, and tumbling. The only problem is I haven't done cheerleading since I left school, but would love to try out for the Patriots cheerleaders in the spring. I already have started conditioning myself to get ready for the auditions, such as cardio, high kicks, splits, etc. My question is, how much of an impact does tumbling play a role on if you're chosen for the team? With the tumbling, would it be beneficial for me to take gymnastics class or two in the meantime? I used to be able to do a walkover, a standing back handspring, and round-off back handspring. Would it do me any good to relearn these for auditions? Thanks so much. This is from Crystal in Derry, New Hampshire. And as you are listening, we were talking all about tumbling right now with Alicia. And we've been practicing a little bit of tumbling, more visual tumbling, like front walkovers, back walkovers, you know, the pretty things. There are girls that can tumble.
And there are some who can't at all.
Right. It doesn't hurt you when you try out for us. It enhances your score. It's not going to hurt the fact if you can't tumble at all. I mean, there are some girls, Andrea Lindholm can't cartwheel.
No.
It's an adorable thing that she can't cartwheel. And we love to crack her up about that, but it's not a bad thing. And I appreciate your interest, Crystal. And in the future, we're going to have an entire podcast all about what you can do if you plan on auditioning for the Patriots cheerleaders, because I'm sure there are some listeners that are young right now, but will eventually be old enough to try out. And who knows, maybe take our spot someday. Since if you'd like a question answered, make sure you write in. We'll try to answer that to our best of our ability. And the address is today@patriots.com, T-O-D-A-Y @patriots.com. Next week, the winner will receive a Patriots United book. It's a coffee table book commemorating the Patriots' first Super Bowl win, and it has gorgeous pictures and extraordinary writing, and something good for you.
Great book to have.
Definitely. Anything Patriots is good to have, right?
That's right.
Next week, we're going to have our first video podcast. You'll be able to actually download it and watch the Patriots cheerleaders chit-chat whenever you want. And from now on, the podcast schedule will be every Thursday, and every fourth Thursday will be a video podcast. So keep those letters coming. Watch for Alicia and I on Sunday. We'll be playing the Bills right here at Gillette. How's that looking for you?
It's our first regular season game.
Are you excited?
I'm very excited.
What are you looking forward to the most?
Well, they say that just the crowd is a lot different.
It definitely
and
is.
A lot louder. So I was really pumped up at the preseason game, so I cannot wait for this game.
Good. That's great. And we will be dancing our little hearts out on Sunday, so look for us. And that's all for this edition of Patriots Cheerleader Chit Chat. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you on the sidelines.